What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The print took 10 hours, but then, you know, halfway through that at 2 in the morning or whatever, something went wrong and the whole thing was ruined.
No, this isn't your grandma's printer that you just push print and it's like magically there.
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm your host, Josh.
I'm Grace.
And this is a podcast about discovering science in the world around you.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Was that fresh? Was that nice?
Yeah, that was a fresh new one. If you've been here for a minute and you're OGRT, you know that we have not figured out our intro.
No, I don't know if we ever will, honestly.
I don't know if we will either. It's funny because we know what the podcast is about, but we just can't, we haven't found the butter yet.
Yeah, we haven't found like the exact wording.
It's not that serious, you know? Life is too serious to be like, this is what we do in and out of every video. It's like, okay, pal, relax. Like, it's not that deep. Yeah. Like, we're just here, have a good time, learn about science, and, you know.
We're just chit-chatting.
Hang out. Yeah, we're chit-chatting.
I just listened to, because our last week episode just posted, we're recording this on the Monday when the turtle episode came out, and I listened to it this morning. In it, we said some, I think we said... The podcast is a chit chat with a side of science, I think was how we described it.
Yeah, if you could put Josh and I around a campfire and like every now and then we throw in a little science thing, that's where we would thrive.
Yeah, I think so. It is. That's totally what it is. It's casual conversation with a side of science.
Oh, I like that.
How you doing? How's things?
I'm good. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're probably like, Grace, where are you? I'm in my childhood bedroom currently.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm home in North Carolina for a week. Yeah. One of my friends just got married. I was in her wedding as a bridesmaid and decided just to, you know, stick out in North Carolina for a little bit, film some videos and stuff. So I'm literally sitting in my childhood bedroom recording this podcast on the ground. It's the only place in my house that doesn't echo. Otherwise, you guys would get some mad echo going on.
And I've been told, because Grace and I can't see each other. We don't do like a video call. We just do like an audio, just a regular phone call.
Yeah.
I've been told that you are like camouflaged in with the wall.
Yeah. If you're watching this, I'm so sorry. I'm going to fix it for the next pod. But like, yeah, my skin tone very much matches the wall color of my room right now. So, like, if I lean backwards, like, literally my hand is on the wall. If you're watching this at home, like, I very much blend in.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a podcast first, right? We are an audio podcast first.
Yeah, know? First and foremost. How have you been? Yeah. What you been up to?
I've been good. Just the same, exact same stuff. I listened to the last episode this morning where I talked about a bunch of band stuff, and that's still the case. Like, it's still, I'm sorry if anyone out there is tired of hearing
Lantern
of the band
by sea.
Stuff.
Lantern by Sea. Listen to them.
Yeah, Lantern by Sea. But That's still what's going on. We're still hard at work on a lot of really cool things that we're really excited about. You know, I mean, we got shows, we got singles coming out, music videos we're filming. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, but
dang.
Yeah, it's good stuff though. So that's all that matters.
That's honestly really sick. Back on the Pokemon Go thing, you know how I've been.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I was going to say, quick update to that. I wanted to download it on my phone. My phone is too old. It just couldn't. It was so like laggy and terrible.
Shut up.
I couldn't run it.
To join the Pokemon Go crew.
I tried to get in and catch them all.
Josh, you got to get a new phone.
The second that newest one drops in September, I am all over that thing.
So the first app you're going to download is Pokemon Go so we can be friends, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to even have anything else on the phone. I'm not going to transfer anything over from my old one. It's just going to be Pokemon Go.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My sister is like a huge Pokemon Go person. So she deleted the app. She's been playing since it came out all the way through college. So she's been playing for like 8 years. Like, I kid you not. And I was like, Lauren, I started playing Pokemon Go again. And she was like, oh, yeah, what you got? And I just was like, oh, my gosh, I got like a Charizard and blah, blah, blah. She has like all the elite Pokemon, like upgraded, mega upgraded, mega, like mega stat. Like, she has like a rare exclusive Pokemon that like I didn't even know existed or had heard of before. And so we've just been like spending our time going to Pokespots together and like going and doing raids and like all the things. So if you are Pokemon Go fan, you can add me as a friend on Pokemon Go so that I can send you gifts and you can send me gifts and we can be besties. And then when Josh gets a new phone, we'll add in him in here too. My username is GraceD95965. GraceD95965. So go ahead and add me on Pokemon Go as a friend. We can do raids together and battle and all that good stuff. My sister has like legendary special Pokemon and like blows me out of the water.
She's like the old master and you're like the young hotshot that came in or like, oh, literally. Yeah, Pokemon Go. And she's like, come on, kid. Yeah.
So we rent our clothes. And so we went to go return our rented clothes today that we had rented for the wedding. And we took Ray with us and we stopped at like stops along the way and like collected all kinds of stuff with Ray in the car. Just the three of us just like sitting there in the car. Ray's like, what's happening?
Sounds like a great time.
Honestly. It was fantastic. Ray's the family dog, by the way, in case you guys don't know.
The family dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, I love Ray. I love Grace's dog. She used to, when she lived in Utah, she had Ray here for a while, and I loved that dog. Literally anytime she goes home, Grace goes home, I'm like eagerly waiting for pictures of Ray because she always, and literally that was like the first thing you said to me when you got home to your parents, you sent like a picture of Ray or whatever.
I don't even think I told you. I was like, hey, I'm free if you need me. I think I literally just sent you a video of Ray.
Yeah, I think it was literally the first thing. Like, I knew you were flying out or whatever on like the Thursday, but I didn't hear from you all day. And then it was just like a picture of Ray or a video of Ray. And I was like, all right, cool.
You're like, she's back.
It's the best.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Should we read some rating and reviews?
Yeah, I think now that we've had our Pokemon Corner, we should get into some ratings and reviews.
Pokemon Corner, I love it. Are you ready for the ratings and reviews?
I don't know what this voice is, but I'm so ready for these reviews.
Friends, if you like the pod, leave us a rating or review about what we talked about on the podcast today, a joke, a podcast topic. If you just want to tell us hello, hi, whatever, you can leave it on Apple. You can leave it on Spotify. You can email us at randomtheorypod@gmail.com.
Little Spotify update. I did go in and change the question that it asks after each episode. So now it does ask you, like, what do you want to hear next? So now that is a great place. If you listen on Spotify and you want to pitch us a topic, now you have a place to do it right in Spotify.
This says OGRT, 5 stars, ding, 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 from the Kreutz fam, Kreutz fam. And they said, I was writing to you about your 100th episode. I think you should have a fan, specifically me, to record the episode with you. Thanks for reading. I think that could be a good idea. Josh and I have some really fun things in the works for the 100th episode, possibly.
Yeah, we don't have an exact idea, but we did kind of float some idea of having, you know, having the Science Pals listeners be involved in a way. We are like dangerously close to that, so we really probably should nail down what we want to do.
We won't decide that until the week of, Josh. Let's be real.
No, it'll be week of. It'll be like day of. We'll be like, oh, I guess we should probably do this. So I've got an email, and this is the topic for this one. And funny enough, ooh-hoo. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might be the same person that might have left that rating and review.
Oh my gosh.
You said it was Kreutz fam?
Yep.
Well, that's this person's last name. So.
Whoa.
I don't know. Let us know. Write in again. Let us know if we're reading two of your things.
Yeah, my brain is hurting.
But I do know that this person has written in a few times. Like they're a loyal Science Pal. So thank you so much, Scott.
Very OGRT of them.
They said, "Hi, Grace and Josh. I really love your podcast. I love your videos. My favorite is the snack launcher." That was a classic. You remember that one?
Oh, if only you guys saw the behind the scenes of that video.
Yeah. Yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, we run a YouTube channel called T-Core, and we make videos there, science. We used to make kind of DIY build stuff. One of those that came out last year, I think, was like a snack launcher thing to shoot. You could shoot like M&Ms, and it was an interesting one. It went through a major design change halfway through the video.
Major.
Major. Yeah, very major. But hey, it worked out in the end.
It did.
The email goes on to say, "I think you should do an episode on 3D printers. If you need any help, just email me." And then they had a rating of 5 stars. Scott, thank you so much for that rating and suggesting 3D printers.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
I have no history with 3D printer of using a 3D printer. I've been around them, obviously. But Grace, you've got little history.
I have beef with a 3D printer.
You got
some thick beef there. 3D printers, they are fantastic. And I'm going to get into this rant a little bit after this break.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listen, okay, so...
Okay.
My deal with 3D printers is they are a wonderful tool. Wonderful. Like, don't get me wrong, they are so awesome. When you know how to use it. There is a steep learning curve. I watch YouTube videos, like getting this thing to level, making sure it printed properly. Like there is a very steep learning curve. Once you get past it, you're golden. Like you are good to go. You could print a whole computer if you wanted to. Like the possibilities are absolutely endless with 3D printing. If you don't know what they are, 3D printers are a new generation of machines that can make literally everyday things. Coffee cup, computer case, phone case, extra finger. I don't know. Whatever you need, it can print. Like, literally. They're remarkable because they can produce different kinds of objects in different materials, all from the same machine.
Just from, like I said before the break, that I did not have any, like, firsthand experience. I have not, like, used one. But from everything I saw watching, I mean, I obviously watched Grace use it, but then even in the past, like previous T-Core hosts and stuff, watch, we had a 3D printer before. Man, it seems so complicated and so, like, finicky. Just so finicky.
Very, you know, like, finicky. Very finicky.
One little thing goes wrong and the whole print just, like, it is a disaster, falls apart, and just, you know. The print took 10 hours. But then, you know, halfway through that, at 2 a.m. or whatever, something went wrong and the whole thing was ruined.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard.
No,
it's
this
such
isn't
an investment.
Your grandma's printer that you just push print and it's like magically there. But yes, I had to set alarms throughout the night. I felt like I was like watching an infant or a child.
Yeah.
I would just like go look at it and make sure it wasn't like all jacked up. There are different types of 3D printers, some better than others, where they aren't going to be so jank and finicky. But once you figure it out, everything is pretty smooth sailing with them. I mean, you can make anything from a ceramic cup to plastic toys to metal machine parts. Like, literally, you can use it, like, you put, like, mud in it, essentially. Like, hard mud filament and make, like, a vase.
Wild.
Fancy chocolate cakes, which is crazy. And maybe even one day soon, human body parts.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that for a long time, about them printing, taking, stem cells and printing things. So, I mean, that would be huge if that could work out. So hopefully they figure that one out.
They replace traditional factory and production lines with a single machine, just like homemade inkjet printers replace bottles of ink, a printing press, hot metal types, and a drying rack.
Right.
They've really changed the game. So if you look closely with a microscope at a page of text from your home printer, you'll see that the letters don't just stain the paper. They're actually sitting slightly on top of the surface of the paper.
Really?
Yes. I promise this applies, so just like stick with me a little longer. I know we took like a hard left here, but it's okay. So, in theory, if you printed over that same page a few thousand times, eventually the ink would build up enough layers on top of each other to create a solid 3D model of each letter. And the idea of building a physical form out of tiny layers is how the first 3D printers worked and came to be.
I did not know that. I always assumed that just a regular printer just stained the paper.
I did too.
Although now that I'm thinking about it, that doesn't make sense, because if you print something, you don't flip it over and you can see it like on the other side of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's super interesting. So that's how it became to be printing, like 3D printing.
Okay.
If everything like builds up, it would just like stack off the page. So what makes 3D printers work? And this is actually what's really interesting. So when I first got into 3D printing, the curious thing about the 3D printing world is there's not someone out there to be like, here, this is how you 3D print. Like, even when you get the 3D printer, it's kind of like, here's the 3D printer. Good luck.
Right.
Like, there's like, figure it out. You're like, well, how do I code? Like, I can't just push like print on my computer and it prints. So you start by designing a 3D object on an ordinary home PC, and then you connect it to a 3D printer, press print, and sit back and watch. That's how everyone thinks it is.
Right. That's like the dream scenario, right?
That's the dream scenario. But, you know, there's different 3D printing softwares that you can download onto your computer. Basically, the process is a bit like making a loaf of sliced bread, but you're doing it in reverse. So imagine baking each individual slice of bread and then gluing them together into a whole loaf, as opposed to making a whole loaf and then slicing it like a baker does. That's basically what a 3D printer is doing. So it turns the whole object into 1,000 tiny little slices, and then it makes it from the bottom up, slice by slice. And those tiny layers stick together to form a solid object. And each layer can be very, very complex, meaning the 3D printer can create moving parts like hinges and wheels and parts of the same object. And you could literally print a whole bike, like handlebars, saddle, frame, wheels, brakes, pedals, chains, like ready assembled without using any tools.
my gosh, that would take forever.
That would be a very long print. So it's basically just a matter of like leaving the gaps in the right places and like create, like how do you create the structure to make it all print as one?
Occasionally I'll watch the Tested Adam Savage YouTube channel, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
This series, they're making like a basically a model from a video game, the spaceship, and they had to 3D print all of the pieces. It was really fascinating to like hear the person talk about like, you know, you have to put in all the support structures that then they get broken off and all of that kind of stuff. And where do you put those and like stuff inside the print to give it structure so it doesn't just fall apart and things like that that you don't even think about, you know, but you have to. Yeah, you got to think about it when you're making these things.
You do, because that's the thing is like when you do a 3D print, it's not solid.
You could probably make it solid, but
you definitely can. But the majority of people don't.
Yeah, because it would just take so much of the resin or plastic or whatever you're using. Yeah.
The object you're printing is thick, but it doesn't necessarily need to be solid. So there's different types of support that even when you're in there creating it, it'll be like, do you want this support, this support, this support? And they all tell you what kind of strength they have. So like some of them are octagon, some of them are triangles, some of them are circles, some of that, like it depends on what you need. They'll put it inside. So it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fascinating.
But I think what's really cool are the opportunities for 3D printing. And we're going to talk about how it's impacting you and I's everyday lives and how it could impact the future. But you know when you've broken something and then you find out that it's like not sold anywhere else. Like it's an old piece and it's like, oh, they don't sell it anymore and you literally can't replace it. Well, this is where 3D printing has really come into play and has become really handy, actually. You just print a new one. You just go on the internet, find the scan of it, and then print the new one for what you need. And if you're really, really good, you can basically like design your own and print it.
Yeah, this whole like world of 3D printing very much lends itself to like the old school DIYer, like, you know, just figuring stuff out, trying it a million different ways, like tweaking things or whatever, because that's what you have to do. But even more so, just like that, where it's like, you know, you're at home, you find this thing that needs to be fixed, instead of whatever, going to the store and like trying to buy something or whatever. No, you just like model it and make it yourself, print it on the 3D printer,
print
and
a new
there
one.
You go. Like, yeah, like I think that's, it's really cool.
It's awesome.
That's a possibility.
It's crazy because it's a world where, like you said, where you can almost make anything at home. This is also a world, like in the 3D printing world, where items are made to measure to your requirements. So that means furniture is made to fit your home. Shoes would be made to fit your feet. Door handles made to fit your hand. Meals printed at your taste, at the touch of a button, potentially, even in a 3D printing world. Like they could print food eventually one day, maybe. I hope not.
Yeah.
That sounds like a little too aggressive in my opinion, but you know. But even like medicine, bones, organs, and skins to treat injuries.
That would be the massive breakthrough of like when somebody needs an organ donation.
Yeah.
And it's like, instead of going through the long process of trying to find somebody that, oh, this one would take this or, you know, they're a match. You could just take the person's skin or stem cells and print them 100% match organ and there's your donation.
It would be crazy.
That would be absolutely game changing. Yeah. Mills printed to taste. I guess that would be interesting.
I would maybe try it once.
Have you seen, it was like trending and like getting advertised on the
chicken.
Internet. The square food. There was one that was like chicken, but they look like little cubes kind of, or like little boxes.
No.
Of food.
No, I was not getting that one.
It looks very like futuristic. It's literally just like the one that I kept seeing was rice, broccoli, and chicken. And it's just like three equally sized little cubes that you just cut into. And it looks like, I mean, it looks like it's like Jell-O or something. It's supposedly made of those things, which, so to me, I'm like, well, if you're 3D printing, that's what it's going to turn out, right? You're going to print.
It's not going to look like broccoli. It's going to be a cube.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to look like a freaking block of jello broccoli
literally,
or whatever.
Though. Oh, that's so yucky. Yeah, for me, that's where I draw the line is 3D printed food. That is is not it for me. If you want me to do something else, sure, but that is not it. It's wild because we're talking about this now. You know, if you're wealthy, 3D printing is like very helpful to your life. Like you can get the best 3D printers and the stuffs out there and do all the fancy funky things.
Right.
Try Googling personalized 3D printed products and like you'll see for yourself, like there's all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, how crazy, like we all were like, oh my gosh, you can do this with like, we're all like, oh my gosh, how can you do that with 3D printing? But literally like 20 years ago, if you were to be like, hey, you're going to shop for your groceries on your iPad, we would all been like, what? No, we not. Like, that's disgusting. Right. Like, what? How? What? But it's super interesting because I think, you know, 3D printing is the future.
It's like a next thing.
It is. Very much so.
That's the interesting thing. And this is how it always is, unfortunately, is, you know, people are talking about in this current day and age, like AI being the next thing. This technology, 3D printing technology, not as like massive as AI is, but it, right. I think it is a smaller but still substantial scientific and just engineering shift that will happen.
I'm telling you,
more 3D printed
coding things is just the way to go. All these things, it all involves coding. If you are listening to this podcast and trying to figure out what to do with your life, or trying to, like, you're young and you're like, I am looking for like something like a new hobby or something to be curious about, get into the world of coding. You will be unstoppable, truthfully.
There's so many job sectors that's the future right there. If you know how to do that, you're going to be set.
You're pretty much irreplaceable.
But no, the thing I was going to say with that it is like the unfortunate thing of, you know, with all of these advancements, generally it's the wealthy that can take advantage of it first, because when something is developed, generally it's still very expensive. It has to be, you know, it takes more years of development to bring that cost down to where everyone else can use it.
But. And like, it makes me think of like Tesla cars.
Yeah.
Like they made them, they just recently made them more affordable, like $10,000 to get a Tesla.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to push it. Like they've figured out how to make them cheaper, how to make the tech better and everything else. So, you know, it all trickles down eventually. I just wish it wouldn't trickle down that way and it would just be a little bit more accessible all the time for everyone. So something you wouldn't really think about, they actually use 3D printing for various disaster relief efforts and they've actually become increasingly apparent. So perhaps the most compelling use of 3D printing for disaster relief was by Field Ready, a tech-oriented NGO, which relied on 3D printing to make water pipe fittings and washers on the fly after several earthquakes in Nepal in April of 2015.
Really?
On the fly. Didn't have to wait for anything. Didn't have to find anything. Like, super awesome. Yeah. Could you imagine your house is, like, springing a leak? And, like, they had to have been printed those, like, super fast. You can change the speed of your printer to make it faster, slower, more, like, depending on what you need. But, like, they must have been whipping these suckers out.
I mean, but it makes sense, though. Like, especially in, I assume, you know, a very remote area of Nepal or whatever. It's like, okay, we're going to go into this area. Oh, these people's houses are flooding.
Yeah.
They can't just run down the street to the local Home Depot and grab some pipe fittings.
No. Could you imagine like being in your house and like it's flooding and you're like, hold on, let me print this real quick.
let me get this print going real quick. Okay. I mean, but it's cool though. Like if you live, you know, even... you know, where I grew up, the closest Home Depot was an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like...
That's 2 hours.
You know, there's...
It's actually 3 hours to go to Home Depot.
That's true. Three-hour drive to go there and back. So if you could like 3D print, you know, say you needed a little something, like you're doing some renovations, you just 3D print it, that saves you 3 hours of driving right there.
Literally,
Mom and Dad, are you listening to this right now?
Let's get one.
My dad, I could see him getting into 3D printing. Maybe that'll be his next thing.
Yeah. Who knows? He can build a shovel. You know, you can print metal too, which is kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
So in other words, like 3D printing's suitability for producing spare parts has the potential to help communities in disaster areas to rebuild infrastructure way more quickly. And then from another perspective, makers in Japan devised a 3D printing drone. It's called the X-Vane, and it's built specifically for rapid disaster relief and specifically search and rescue missions.
Fascinating.
Right?
So I would assume it's probably just so they can make like a ton of them and they're very cheap.
Yeah. So if they go down, it's like, okay.
It's not a big deal. Yep. Yeah. They can just deploy them and it's not super expensive or whatever, and probably quicker than getting like a DJI drone in there.
There's also been a number of construction 3D printing companies such as Contour Crafting, and they have said their in pseudo 3D printing technologies can be developed to disaster zones to rebuild homes in a cost, time, and labor efficient manner.
Right. Like this is the big one, you know, talking about it when you were mentioning disaster relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was where my mind went, was like, I feel like just the other day I saw a video on Reddit of like a giant concrete 3D printer.
Yes, there are they 3D print concrete and it is insane.
I mean, yeah, if you could, you know, a hurricane or whatever smashes an area and then you like deploy one of those in the area to like start printing walls or what, like that would be cool.
It would be super cool. Speaking of it, a house can be 3D printed for around $4,000.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So the last disaster relief application for 3D printing can also have a positive impact outside of disaster areas. So as 3D printed houses have been touted as a possible solution for low income housing, earlier this year, Icon and News Story made headlines for their $4,000 3D printed house. And the 3D printed technology used for the build is reportedly capable of constructing a single story 600 to 800 square foot home in under 24 hours. And is ultimately intended for producing housing in developing areas. 24 hours. It can do 600 to 800 square feet.
Dang, that thing's cooking.
Cooking. There's also a creative... That's cool. It is super cool because there's a creative design agency also called FromLab that's also purposed the development of 3D printed pods to help house New York's homeless and eventually to combat homelessness in every city. And the pod project called Home consists of a prefabricated outer aluminum shell with 3D printed polycarbon interior modules and fitted with a customizable range of interiors.
Fascinating.
Putting it to good work. Let me tell you, we love to see that.
Yeah, like a $4,000 3D printed house.
I would live in it.
You would live in it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if it's nice, you know, why not? Like, I've seen some of those tiny houses that they're making out of, like, shipping containers.
Oh, yeah. They're super nice. Sick.
They're super nice. Aside, like, it was saying, you know, especially in developing areas.
Yeah.
Or, obviously, disaster relief areas. I mean, that's amazing. You can deploy a house every 24 hours.
Literally,
you know, 600 to 800 square feet for $4,000. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be huge in a developing area.
It could be huge. It's like that's life changing.
Oh yeah, for the people there. I mean, that is because obviously, you know, I would assume in disaster relief and even in developing areas, that cost is probably covered by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be. I mean, that's a life changing structure for someone.
Yes. It really is. Talking about saving something else, we're also using 3D printing to save coral reefs.
Ooh.
This summer has been very, very hard on our oceans and coral reefs because the water temperatures have been so toasty. But some of the most diverse ecosystems on the planet is a coral reef. And with them being the most diverse, they are also the most fragile. So in recent years, especially the underwater ecosystems have suffered tremendously from rising water temperatures and are not expected to survive for much longer. Oh, I could go into a whole thing. I will not because I'm going to reframe. But I could go into a whole thing about coral reefs and like why they are so important and why we should be taking it more seriously and why ocean water temperature matters. Like there's so much there that matters that it just like really irritates me that people don't understand the chain reaction of all these things. Like people are like, oh my gosh, there's so many sharks on our shoreline. Well, duh, there's nothing else to eat at these coral reefs where they normally hang out at because it's dead.
Right. I feel like you could say that about almost any natural resource.
Yes.
You know, talking about like people not understanding the chain reaction. If this coral, well, how about like the Amazon rainforest, maybe, yeah. Or something, you know, like there's so many things where it's like, people just aren't thinking about the consequences that could come from certain things. But
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's truly crazy. Yeah. So the grim reality of coral reefs is uplifted somewhat by a number of recent efforts to use 3D printing to reinvigorate coral growth and sustain the many aquatic species that live in the reefs. And one such effort is being heralded by Emerging Objects Boston Ceramics and the SECORE organization. Is that SECORE? I think it's the SECORE organization. And consists of 3D printing settlement substrates that meet coral larvae's needs as well as requirements for efficient reef restoration.
Okay.
Coral
so they
larvae.
Are printing
it's crazy.
They're printing settlements that allow coral to grow on them.
Yes. They're really cool. So if you guys go on and look at it, you can go on like literally if you search like 3D printed coral reefs, they are really neat looking because they kind of look like coral, but then they grow coral on them and it just gives the coral a safe place to grow without being harmed. And they're doing this at really deep parts of the ocean so that they can then bring the coral up and put it in different areas.
Hopefully real coral can grow as well, like it'll kind of encourage coral growth. But also, because even if that doesn't happen, there's a lot of species, a lot of fish. You know, watch Finding Nemo. There's a lot of fish that hang out in coral and rely on it.
Yeah. As a hiding spot.
Rely on it. Yeah, as a place to like be safe and whatever. And so this is, if that's gone, then obviously that affects the species. So this is another way to have a place for protection and for them to like thrive.
I mean, without it, like, I don't know, they're kind of doomed. So I'm very happy about it. And so because of the 3D printing's ability to create internal geometrices and textures, real coral structure can actually be mimicked. And they hope by placing these coral lookalikes in the ocean, the coral polyps will be able to grow around them and species dependent on coral for protection can thrive, just like we just talked about.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Like, there's so many good things that can come from 3D printing, and I'm excited to see where it goes because, like we said earlier, possibilities are endless.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, there's so many of these things that we talk about on this podcast that really have me hopeful for the future. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've said that so many times, but it's so true. Like, there's things like this where it's like, you know, like we said, can you imagine going into kidney failure and needing a kidney, and instead of being stuck on a list and having to have all your loved ones tested, they can just print one for you and you're good.
Yep.
That would be game changing for so many people, or even like a heart transplant or something. Mm-hmm. Like, amazing. And but then also, you know, the stuff with coral and disaster relief housing, all of that would just be so game changing for so many people.
It would. And it's good to see people doing good with it.
I mean, that's, yeah, I guess that's the real thing, you know, the people, you know, because like, obviously, like I said, this 3D printing very much is like a hobby kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people that are making things and selling them as like a cool little business, which is awesome. But the fact that people are pushing that technology further and trying to use it to like make some change as well, like that's great. That's
pretty
so cool.
Pretty sick, honestly.
Scott, thank you so much for suggesting that, and possibly your Apple Podcast rating review, if that was also you. Thank you for that. A very interesting pod, and I think very thought-provoking, inspiring technology that, like, I can't wait to see what becomes of it in the future.
Me too. I'm excited.
Guys, science pals out there, if you like the podcast and you want to suggest your own topic, you can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You can send us an email at randomtheorypod@gmail.com. If you're listening on Spotify now, you can answer the question that comes after you listen that'll say like, what do you want to hear next? And we're checking those now as well. So you can leave it there. If you can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that really helps out the show.
Really helps out.
So yeah, but all of those, if you want to get in touch, that's how you can get in touch with us. And we love hearing from you guys.
We do, more than anything. Feel free to just say hi. Tell us your favorite part, what was most interesting. Doesn't have to be an idea or whatever. It can be a joke. You can just tell us how your day went. Whatever you're feeling. Whatever's the vibe.
Whatever you want to say, we want to hear it. So please reach out. We love hearing from you guys. And I think that's it for this week's episode, yeah?
That's it. That's all. Friends, if you would like, keep listening for those other podcasts that you might have missed, because you know we're rolling up on 100 now. So make sure you scroll back, listen to some oldies. Yeah. They're definitely good.
Definitely.
There's so much science for you to learn out there. Keep looking out. Until the next one, we'll chat with y'all later. Bye, science pals.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.